Ladies and gentlemen, out here, I'm singing a solo for you guys today. Start off.
Jadeveon Clowney earlier this week, and hey, you'd be singing too if you'd spent 9 months rehabbing a knee injury like that. And Dale, we got your perspective on things because you've been through some knee troubles of your own, and I know you've got a special appreciation for what that guy has done and had to come back from.
Well, almost simultaneously, I mean, we both had surgery a week apart last September, and truthfully, we had the same after problem. The difference was I wasn't trying to keep launch a career in the National Football League. Without getting too medical geeky here, what happened to Jadeveon is not only did he tear his meniscus, he took a gouge out of his articular cartilage, and that doesn't grow back. There's nothing you can do there, and you got bone on bone. That's where you go into microfracture surgery. Now, what makes microfracture surgery so awful is that once you've had it, you are totally immobilized for 10 weeks. I mean, they had 24/7 care on him. He couldn't get up. He could not move. He was like an invalid.
Yeah.
And how much discipline did that take? I mean, he showed me a lot through this process. Anybody that thinks he's not a serious young man doesn't know what they're talking about now.
And with all that in mind, what did you see this week?
The thing that most impressed me, and it's maybe just totally superficial, no knee brace, no sleeve. He's just out there moving. He looked like he was moving normally. He didn't look like he was holding back. Now, obviously, he's not being, hit, and he's not being cut and all of those things. But the fact that there was no knee brace to me was huge.
Yeah, Tony, what did you see this last week of practice, last few days? Because incrementally, he's doing a little bit more each time out.
He is, and that's a very good sign, because last year what we saw was he would go out there, he would try to do something, and then it would just be too much for his knee, and that's not happening right now. And I think the thing that people need to remember is exactly what Dale was talking about, is that this surgery is so difficult, the recovery is so difficult. I mean, imagine being an athlete like that and not being able to walk, not being able to do basic things for weeks. I mean, he was very honest with us this week talking about how it was hard and there were some days where he just didn't want to do it. And his support system got him through that. And I don't think that's something to take lightly, because it's difficult and it's something that a lot of people would have trouble even completing.
Yeah, and the support system is one component of all that. Another thing that's kind of speeding things up in comparison to other guys who have gone through the same thing, the technology has advanced just in the last year, and the recovery as far as the tourniquet and the blood restriction flow has really helped him.
Yeah, that was outstanding there. And that was something, frankly, that wasn't even on the checks and trade radar screen, I think, when they did the surgery.
Yeah.
It's also very important for people to understand that, microfracture surgery sounds scary, and it can be scary for a lot of athletes, especially older athletes, but young athletes less so. And Clowney's injury, I've been led to believe, was the perfect case for everything that they know how to do with microfracture day. It was a best case scenario. So we'll see.
All right, let's all three of us take off our lab coats and remove MDs from after our names. Let's talk a little football about it. What's he do this week, or not this week, but how soon does he come back? How much does he impact this defense? What do you see long term for him?
I'd be surprised to see him play tonight.
Well, yeah, he's not going to play tonight.
Yeah. But long term, I think patience is very important here, because we saw Darrell Revis talk about that. It took him more than a year to really feel like himself again. So I think we're going to see some good things out of him that's going to help the Texans right away, but it's not going to be the guy that he used to be before the injury for a little while, because he needs time to get back to it and to really feel like himself. But, I think that you will see the guy that they drafted back on the field again.
Well, it's incumbent upon the Texans to keep him very limited in what he's going to do. In fact, what I would do, if it was my call, is I put his hand back in the dirt and have him do nothing but rush the passer, where he's coming, he's in low, his body's low, he's not exposed. This grand vision that they had for him when they drafted him, as Tanya just said, could be down the road, but right now, do what he did best in college and not expose him any more than you absolutely have to any kind of a re-injury.
And his best is special. I mean, it's you don't see it often. And just on Wednesday of this week, you're watching one-on-one drills and him going against a tight end. I mean, he ragdolls guys right now. Right now, just 9 months removed from such a wild surgery. What he does and how he affects this defense is pretty special, and we're going to get into that in just a little bit. But what's the biggest gleaming bright spot out of all of this that you've taken from Jadeveon Clowney's comeback?
I think the biggest bright spot is that he's progressing as you want him to right now. And I think that's a very good thing. And he's so optimistic. Everybody's so optimistic. The thing that I keep coming away with is the way that J.J. Watt and Brian Cushing talk about him. Mm-hmm. Because those guys have high standards. And Jonathan Joseph. All three of those guys, they're not guys that you're going to impress easily. They want if they don't see you putting in the work, if they don't think you're serious about it, they're not going to be happy with it. And it'll show. Yeah. But they've been so impressed with him. And I think that's a very good sign as to what he's...
You know, and as highly touted as he was to be the top overall pick, he came with a slight asterisk. Some people think he didn't try very hard his last year. He was protecting his draft status. Well, everything that he has done so far tells me that the young man is totally committed, mm-hmm. totally committed to being the player everybody thought he was going to be. But, you know, only time is going to tell.
All right, in just a little bit, we're going to hear from Dale and Tanya about what would make tonight a success. But when we come back, we got to get Blue. We're talking about Alfred Blue, so don't go anywhere. This is Texans Extra Points.